as if on the wings of the wind. His haunts are not confined to the valley, but extended at times to the adjacent roads, and even to the vicinity of a nearby church. Indeed, some of the most authentic historians of those parts, who have been careful in collecting and collating the facts concerning this spectre, allege that the body of the trooper was buried in the churchyard, and the ghost rides forth to the scene of battle in nightly quest of his head, and that the rushing speed with which he sometimes passes along the hollow, like a midnight blast, is owing to his haste to get back to the churchyard before daybreak. Such is the essence of this legendary superstition, which has furnished many a wild story in that region of shadows, where people dream dreams and see apparitions. And the spectre is known at all the country firesides by the name of the Headless Horseman of Sleepy Hollow. In this timeless, undisturbed, bewitching spot, many years ago, a young man named Ichabod Crane dwelled in Sleepy Hollow and acted as schoolmaster for the local children. He was a native of Connecticut, a state which sends forth yearly its legions of frontier woodsmen and country schoolmasters. The name of Crane was not inapplicable